Welcome to the Celeb News Ride Home for Wednesday, January 8th, 2020. I'm your host, Kate Raft. It's a beautiful, sunny Wednesday in LA. I've got a busy day ahead of me. I'm gonna water my plants today, and then maybe after that, I'll go over to Patty Arquette's house and just kind of wait around outside until she accidentally hits me in the forehead with her golden globe. I just feel like Joey King got so much attention for that, and I want some. I want a golden globe forehead bruise. Today's topics: Kylie Jenner got dragged for posting a pic of her mink Louis Vuitton slippers right after posting about the Australian fires, a major Lori Loughlin legal update, an Olivia Jade update. Harry and Meghan announced that they're stepping back from royal duties and they're going to split their time between England and North America. And Tom Hanks is in the middle of one of the biggest celebrity feuds of all time. Here's what you missed today in the world of celebrity news. Can you believe it? Kylie Jenner, the child billionaire who makes her Instagram model friends dress up like handmaids from Handmaid's Tale, is a bit out of touch with the real world? Shocking. Kylie Jenner made a goof on social media yesterday when she followed up her post about the animals that are currently dying in the Australian fires with a shot of her mink Louis Vuitton slippers. People obviously didn't like the hypocrisy of her showing off her fur right after talking about dead animals. In Kylie's defense, I genuinely don't think she knows what mink is, but apparently she got dragged so hard online for this that she was forced to scrape together $1 million to donate to the Australian fires. People.com got the glowy PR exclusive on Kylie's donation. People wrote, quote, "The star's generous donation comes after she faced backlash for posting a photo wearing Louis Vuitton mink fur slippers on social media, just after raising awareness about the rising death toll of animals in southern Australia via her Instagram stories," end quote. Page Six reported on this, saying that the Louis Vuitton mink slippers were worth $1,480. Also, in my personal journalistic opinion, I think the shoes are very ugly. And also in my journalistic opinion, I don't think billionaires should exist. But anyway, clearly Kris Jenner's PR team was working in overdrive after this. The same anonymous source that was talking to People said, quote, "That post was completely unintentional. Kylie stands by her desire to want to help provide relief towards the devastation the fires have caused," end quote. I'll just say this. The fires are said to be a major symptom of climate change. The Kardashians love private jets. Everyone knows the sixth Kardashian sister is fossil fuels. Of course, I'm glad that Kylie donated money to the fires. I think they all should. And hey, maybe they should stop flying so many private jets, you know? Okay, are you sitting down? Because I have a major Lori Loughlin legal update for you. That's the triple L's, okay? The college scandal Aunt Becky is gearing up for her trial, and leaks are starting to come out about what her and her husband Massimo Giannulli's case is going to start looking like. TMZ wrote, quote, "Lori Loughlin's defense in her looming college admissions trial hasn't been talked about much in the media, but make no mistake about it, she has a defense, starting with the fact that the so-called incriminating photos of her daughters on a rowing machine never made their way to USC," end quote. Whoa, okay, so those pictures that OJ and Bella posed for never got sent to USC. Where did they go? And why haven't I seen them? This is very interesting to me. This is new information, and it's fascinating. TMZ continued writing, quote, "Sources connected to USC tell TMZ the photos were never submitted as part of the girls' admission package. As we reported, the mastermind of the scandal, Rick Singer, told Lori and Massimo to get the pictures taken so it would appear they had experience on a crew team," end quote. Okay, so maybe the pictures were taken for like a private social media account or something? I don't know. Either way, all we know is that they were not an official part of their college applications. Very interesting. Maybe that's why they haven't leaked yet, because you would think someone would have posted those online by now if they were, in fact, floating around out there. Also, TMZ updated us about that story that came out a couple weeks ago that Lori allegedly hired a prison expert to coach her as she prepares to go behind bars. Well, according to TMZ, that's not true, which I am really bummed about because I thought it was really funny. I guess Lori's not doing like a get hard after all. Oh well. While Lori Loughlin is busy fighting desperately for her not guilty verdict, her daughter, OJ, aka Olivia Jade, literally admitted that she's guilty of doing crimes. Okay, well, kind of. Let's rewind. 2 days ago, OJ posted kind of like a hot black and white picture of herself on Instagram. I thought this was fairly normal and it didn't even really pique my interest at the time. But as I was going through the Lori Loughlin news today, I took a dip back into OJ's Instagram account and noticed something quite interesting. In the comments section of the Instagram post, Olivia Jade's sister, Bella, who inexplicably managed to grab the handle at Bella, commented on the post saying, "Do you have my computer charger?" OJ then responded, writing, "Yes, sorry." Wow. So there you have it. Hey, Lori Loughlin's, you know, she's saying she's not guilty, but OJ's not afraid to confess to crimes. She's saying she is guilty. She stole her sister's computer charger. And guess what? She's sorry. No word yet on whether she'll serve jail time for stealing her sister's computer charger. And also no word yet on whether she's returned the computer charger. Let's just hope that Bella Gianulli's computer has been charged. When I was a kid and I pictured the year 2020, I definitely thought that I would have like a robot best friend and I'd be like living on Mars with the cool alien dog, but obviously those predictions were wrong. The truth is, we'll always get the future wrong, which is why we need to get life insurance right. That's where Policy Genius can help. Policy Genius is super easy. The website's very, very easy to use. It takes like 1 second. Okay, that's not true. It takes like a minute, but it's a very short feeling minute. Policy Genius makes it so easy to get a quote for life insurance, and they don't just do life insurance. They can also help you find the right home and auto insurance or disability insurance. So if your science fiction dreams for 2020 still haven't become science fact, don't get discouraged. Get life insurance. It just takes a few minutes to find your best price and apply at policygenius.com. Policy Genius. We'll always get the future wrong. Better get life insurance right.
You can host the best backyard barbecue when you find a professional on Angie to make your backyard the best around. Connect with skilled professionals to get all your home projects done well. Inside to outside, repairs to renovations. Get started on the Angie app or visit Angie.com today. You can do this when you Angie that.
Wow, this Prince Harry and Meghan Markle news literally just broke while I'm in the middle of recording today's episode, so we have to get into it. I mean, literally, you should have seen me. I stopped everything. I like threw my laptop on the ground. I was like, we gotta put this in today's show. The people need to know that Harry and Meghan are leaving England. That's right. Harry and Meghan are officially stepping back from their royal duties and they're going to start splitting their time between England and North America, which a lot of people are guessing means Canada because they did just spend 6 weeks on Vancouver Island over Christmas. And also weirdly, while we're on that topic, David Foster, the music producer, like set them up with the house that they stayed in because he's like the king of Canada or something. Anyway, in a joint Instagram statement on the verified account at Sussex Royal, Harry and Meghan wrote, quote, "We have chosen to make a transition this year in starting to carve out a progressive new role within this institution. We intend to step back as senior members of the royal family and work to become financially independent while continuing to fully support Her Majesty the Queen," end quote. Okay, I like that they're going to be financially independent. I mean, the biggest problem with the royals is obviously that taxpayers pay for their lives, which is like, it's cool that they're going to say no to that. Like, they're going to make their own money, which, like, of course, duh. Like, why don't they all do that anyway? They also wrote in the very long Instagram post, quote, "We now plan to balance our time between the United Kingdom and North America, continuing to honor our duty to the Queen," end quote. So yeah, they just said North America. They didn't specifically say Canada, which means I hope they might also come to LA, which is where Meghan is from. I think it'd be so cool to like run into Meghan Markle in LA, like at the Studio City Farmers Market. I'd be like, "Hey girl, didn't you miss this weather while you were over across the pond? Isn't this weather so much better than England? Oh my God." It's actually my dream to like talk to Meghan Markle about weather while like feeling for like a good tomato, you know? Isn't that like a good, that's a good goal for me to have in life. Also, I'm just going to put this out there. When they say they're going to, you know, be financially independent, I desperately hope that means Meghan's going to go back into acting. Like maybe she'll be on Suits again. That's a pretty good paycheck. Okay, thank God today is kind of a slow celebrity news day because I've been wanting to report this for the past couple days, but I haven't found a good spot to slip it in, so I'm going to put it in right here. Tom Hanks is in a feud with Henry Winkler. How did I not know this? This is not a new feud. It's apparently allegedly been going on for a long time now, but Tom Hanks has been in the news the past few days because he did just win the Cecil B. DeMille Award at the Golden Globes. So because Tom Hanks has been kind of in the national conversation this week, my friend Molly Lambert from Night Call Podcast sent me a link to this crazy article from Page Six that definitely got lost in all the awards shuffle, but is fascinating. Okay, so this feud with Henry Winkler and Tom Hanks, I guess, dates back to the drama that happened on set during the filming of Turner and Hooch. The Page Six headline reads, "Why Henry Winkler has beef with Tom Hanks," and it was posted Monday, I'm guessing on the heels of the, you know, post Golden Globes reporting. The article says, quote, "Last year, while Winkler, 74, was a guest on Watch What Happens Live with Andy Cohen, he was asked by a caller about their reputed tiff. At first, Winkler pretended not to understand the question, but then admitted the beef was real. Quote, I was directing that movie for 13 days, and then I was called into producer Jeff Katzenberg's office, and he said, 'You have everything with you, go home.' The Disney flick, which is about a rigid police officer who is forced to partner up with a slobbering French mastiff in order to help solve a murder case, was eventually completed by British-Canadian director Roger Spottiswoode. Although Winkler didn't have fond memories of working with Hanks, 63, he did enjoy spending some time, albeit brief, with another performer on set, the dog," end quote. I love that Henry Winkler like shadily told Andy Cohen that his favorite co-worker on that shoot was a dog and not America's sweetheart Tom Hanks. Honestly, I'm living for this. I love that Henry Winkler is like being shady on Watch What Happens Live about Tom Hanks, a person that's pretty much universally beloved. So I've got to know what happened here. Like, this is so juicy to me. How did I miss this when Watch What Happens Live originally aired this episode? Like, I have no idea. Thank God Page Six picked this up and reminded us about this feud. And thank God my friend sent me the link to it. Thank you, Molly. You are a hero. And Henry Winkler, if you're listening, you know what? I want the tea. I want the dirt. What did Tom Hanks do? Why do you guys not like each other? What happened? Move over, Nick Cannon and Eminem. This is the new biggest feud in Hollywood, and I won't rest until I get to the bottom of it, okay? Even if I have to hire a dog detective to help me figure it out. Okay, so remember when I literally just said that today was a slow celebrity news day? I could not have been more wrong, because just as I'm like about to wrap things up here, my mom sends me a text that says Justin Bieber has Lyme disease. I hope that if you're listening, you have the kind of relationship with your mom where you guys can text each other about when celebrities get Lyme disease, because that's what me and my mom are all about. But yes, Justin Bieber has apparently, it just broke like 30 minutes ago, that he has been diagnosed with Lyme disease and he's currently winning the battle with it. He's going to be opening up about it in an upcoming documentary. TMZ covered this, writing, quote, "Sources who have seen the documentary, which drops January 27th, tell us Justin and others in his life discuss the scary symptoms he endured in 2019. He says during much of the year, his condition went undiagnosed. Doctors struggled to figure out what was wrong with him, but couldn't put their finger on it until late last year," end quote. Wow, Justin, and everyone else in Hollywood who has Lyme disease, my heart goes out to you. Well, folks, that's it for today's Celeb News Ride Home. I've been Kate Raft. You can follow me at Kate Raft on everything. Thanks to Ride Home Media and co-producer and engineer Jack Allison. Thanks to Molly for telling us about the Tom Hanks feud. Thanks to my mom for telling me about Justin Bieber getting Lyme disease. Please leave us a review on Apple Podcasts and follow us on social media. We're at Celeb Ride Home on Twitter and Instagram. If you're listening to the show, give us a shout out if you want. Now is a great time to tweet us anything. We will try our best to follow you back. And when I say we, I mean me. You know, I'm just a real human being behind these social media accounts. I don't have like 8 social media interns or anything like that. So yeah, drop me a line. I'm happy to chat about anything on the show that you want to talk about. If you're just like processing this Harry and Meghan stuff and you want a safe place to talk about it, like, I am here for you. I'm here for all of you, really. @CelebRideHome. Thanks for listening, and I love you, and goodbye.